Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, it's Friday, so it's time for a bonus. And today we're going to bring you one from the one and only Sharon Salzberg, great friend, great meditation teacher, great human being, co-founder of the Insight Meditation Society, author of best-selling books, including Loving Kindness, Real Happiness at Work, and the most recent one, Real Change. And today she's got a great meditation that will help us do something that I think many of us really struggle with, which is to deal with powerful, maybe even overpowering emotions. Quick note before we dive into the meditations and on the subject of powerful emotions, I do want to quickly mention again that we've got this brand new Taming Anxiety series of podcasts, which will launch next week right here on the show. We're going to be bringing on a slate of fantastic guests who are going to have a lot of insight about how to live more skillfully with anxiety. And at around the same time, we're going to be launching a companion 10-day meditation challenge called the Taming Anxiety Challenge. That will take place over on the 10% Happier app. As somebody who's dealt with anxiety for much of his life, even had an infamous panic attack on live TV back in 2004, I am keenly interested in learning how to better navigate my anxiety. And I've got some next-level experts to help me and you do so. And that challenge will start on Monday, June 21st, but you can sign up anytime. So to do so, just download the 10% Happier app wherever you get your apps to get ready for the challenge. Okay, enough out of me. Let's meditate now with Sharon.
Hi, this is Sharon. We can practice being with difficult emotions, even intense ones, in an open, allowing, and accepting way. We cultivate curiosity and a non-judgmental attention. In this meditation practice, we'll be looking at the difference between what is actually happening in the moment, even if it's difficult, what we add to it in terms of future projection or unfairly blaming ourselves, and see if we can let them go. Let's sit together. Please sit comfortably with either your eyes closed or slightly open, however you feel most at ease. You can begin this practice by breathing. Take a few deep breaths and allow the breath to become natural, so you're not trying to make it deeper or different. You can find the place where the breath is strongest for you or clearest for you. Maybe that's at the nostrils or at the chest or the abdomen. You can find that place, bring your attention there, and just rest. See if you can feel just one breath, from the beginning through the middle to the end. In the space of calm that's been created, see what happens if you bring to mind a difficult or troubling thought or situation. Some situation that carries for you an emotion such as sadness, fear, shame, or anger. See where you feel it in your body. What does it feel like? Where do you feel sensations arising? How are these sensations changing? Once your attention is moved to the bodily sensations, perhaps say to yourself, "It's okay. Whatever it is, it's okay. I can feel this without pushing it away or getting caught up in it." It's always possible to come back to the breath. It will serve as a refuge and an anchor for our attention. Just let the breath be natural. Settle your awareness on it. Remember the quality of rest. When you're ready, you can open your eyes or lift your gaze. Thank you for your practice.
Thank you, Sharon. And we'll be back here on Monday for the launch of our Taming Anxiety series. And we have a brand new episode with the multi-talented actor, musician, producer, Sarah Bareilles, who has a very personal story about her anxiety, quite brave. See you all on Monday for that. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.